spirit stories. We may call them different names or have different opinions on them that don't match. And that's okay. When I say spirit stories, which is a new term that I learned this week, I am thinking of those moments in life when you find yourself inspired or perspired, having divine inspiration or aha moments. Those are the times when you are sure the Holy Spirit is nudging you in the right direction, or where you feel you're like, really, Lord, I don't want to go that way. Or you have a new thought, or your ears bent, or turned your head, or helped you avoid an accident, whether running into someone in, like, not with a car, but with yourself. Some would attribute those moments to the guardian angel, or however you would classify them. But I say the Holy Spirit moment. For my household, we call them the so babe moments. To some degree, not so much currently, those are the life pivoting moments where we think everything is like, oh, we're in the right path. And then the Holy Spirit grabs us and says, guess what? You're going this way. And either my spouse or I have had those moments. And for me, I don't know so much for my spouse, but I've wrestled with God for about a week or two, and I'm like, are you sure? And God's like, yes. And I'm like, are you really sure? And God's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, fine, okay. And then I go, so babe. And I smile sweetly, and I go, God wants me to do this. And he goes, okay. And I'm like, that's your reaction? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then I go, all right. So for the most common sentence in our earlier years of life and our marriage, when the Spirit was really moving us in new directions where we were supposed to be going, the most common sentence was, so babe, I have a feeling like we are called to go back to school or continuing with this degree or seminary, and we are to move to a new location, new city, new state, you name it. And we always responded with, oh, okay, I guess that's what we're supposed to be doing. Thus leading me to here. When either one of us would start a sentence with, so babe, the either one of us, well, me, would cringe and go, oh, I don't like that word. Because we knew that something big for us would be coming down the line. And life would be spinning in that new direction. We knew it would be rough, but we also held on to hope, knowing when God asks big things of us, God knows we can do those big things. Through each moment, when responding to God's call, it was important to us to find connection with a church community, a community who understands the impossible, families we could live life with, and share the challenges we faced in our faith walk. Throughout our journey, we were reminded of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and be nourished in the source of life. This week, I want us to celebrate and honor Christ's ascension, the day which falls 40 days after Easter and 10 days before Pentecost. And this was the past Thursday, but what happens on Ascension is such a key event in our faith. It is when Christ ascends to the right hand of the Father. It is when the new covenant is made at the Last Supper and the prophecy is fulfilled. Christ's ascension into the cloud is when the physical birth of the church on earth happens. In Ephesians, which we will discover more of this summer, it talks about we, the church, are the body of Christ. An ascension is the continuation of God with us. As we continue to be in communion with one another and study scripture with one another, we are becoming more Christ-like. To the community of Ephesus, the ascension has already happened. And it is an event in the past, and they are the result of that event. They are an established community of mixed heritage, of the Jew and Gentile coming and living together in this new faith. They are looking for those aha moments, a of inspiration as they are continually combining the old and new faith traditions and creating worshiping community, honoring God through Christ. And Paul, in this snippet of the letter, is giving thanks for their faith through the form of a doxology, that praising their faith through God, reminding them that through unity, it creates energy of the Spirit and of the Messiah. And as a result of that energy, it creates power, which generates more energy, that courage and imagination and resources completely disproportionate to the size of the worshiping community. Doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that cool? And leading into a deeper connection in worship and wonder and awe and amazement and gratitude. Worship in which the new power given to the church by God is voiced and leads to glad witness. Where the one body of believers, where Christ is the source of life, who fills us and creates new possibilities within the church. When connected to the source of life so richly, and we are responsive to the call, it flows into all things. And the source creates and inspires and encourages and builds and unifies, allowing that community to find new expressions of worshiping together. And it also inspires other communities that are being built around that same time to find new representations of faith to live into as they were learning and creating and believing. And they were all being empowered by God through Christ because of the events of the ascension. So that happened many years before. And they are living testimonies to the unity required for the church, for the continued growth, essential for the future evolution. In the snippet, we encounter Paul's praise at what's been accomplished so far in this community because of their faith is an inspiration. For us, my question is what our doxology of praise would be to God. And how have we been inspired and perspired, because there's always perspiration, divinely moved, and how have we responded? And I have seen so much of the Spirit within us and surrounding for Conway, how it's been breathing life and healing and encouraging those who've entered this space throughout the past 4 years that I've been here. And how we've taken heart that Christ is the source of our life that flows through whom he calls beloved. And each one of us here today and those who have listened to this recording later are beloved children of God. And the source of life flows through each of you, healing the brokenness, empowering you by the Holy Spirit, restoring you, inspiring, encouraging, building, and unifying you, along with this and those of this community of believers, seeking new ways to share his immeasurable greatness with all who will listen. So, like a good chaplain, my question for those of us who are, for all of us, is how has the Spirit been inspiring you lately? And how have you been responding to that call? Asking ourselves as a community where our source of life comes from and have we been faithful stewards of the resources we've been given? Actively listening, responding, and sharing all the Messiah has revealed to you. Amen.